The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Aaron David Lebovitz, Rav of Young Israel of Cleveland Heights, and Chavir of Vad HaRabbanim of Cleveland, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara discusses the Shaila of a Tumtum. Where it brings the Mishnah, there's a big machlekes tanaim in the Mishnah. And one of the shailas is that it's possible by a tumtum, perhaps, that we can ascertain whether it's a zachar and a keva based on where it's matal mayim. So the Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara says that the whole machlekes tanaim is about an adam. By an adam, you have a shaila that even though it's matal mayim, let's say from Makom Nakvus, one can still say a possibility that the Zachrus has gone in such a way, in such a shinui, in such a way, that it ended up in Makom Nakvus, and really he's a Zachar, and yet still it looks like he's in the Keva based on where he's Matal Mayim. But by Behema, Yechaylon Livdaik, Velitlois in Makom Shematal Mayim. And Reshia holds, and Resh Lakish, that by Behema, since the way the anatomy is set up, it's less likely. So by Behema we can be Baidik where it's Matal Mayim. And over there we can say if it's Matal Mayim and Makom Zachras, it's a Vadai Zachar, it would be a Bechor. But if it's Matal Mayim and Makom Nakvas, it's Vadai, not a Bechor. So the Gemara asks, let's be concerned that even by a behema, that if it's matal mayim and makom nakvus, that it's zachar, and maybe the same thing happened. Nebcha zachruso the nakvuso. So by it says, what kind of question is that? By behema, overwhelmingly, if it's matal mayim and makom nakvus, there's a roiv that says it's an akeva. There's a miyut only that perhaps has this inyan that the zachrus would have gone and produce, brings the Meir Glaim all the way over to the Makom Nakvus. It's only a mit. And are we asking this question according to a Meir Shita as Cheshav Shel Miyuta? We're going like the Rabbanon, the Kobas Arayv. So what's the question? Why would you even have such a question? So by Bar Oven and Rav Chanina Bar Oven answer, that this is over here different. Over here where even the Rabbanon would agree that we have to take the possibility of the seeming miyut into account. Hayov ishtari ishtari. That there's a concept that since we see a change, something different in the anatomy of this animal, that's a tumtum. So we have to now say perhaps that is part of the whole mutation of this animal, the whole difference in this animal. Not only does it look like a tumtum, but also it has the other inyan of nebcha zachruso nekvuso. Not 100% clear if it's still a miyut only. Pashtus, the Ravana would still be make all pida right, but l'char we have to say that it becomes more of a mira motzli, becomes something that's more possible, or perhaps even the Gemara is going so far as to say that this verb hoyel b'shtani yishtani is a bona fide chash that takes away the right. Maybe we don't really have a rive anymore. We can't put lazach on the rive. So Gemara says that this shaila of Hayal Bishtani Yishtani could be brought back to be even the Machlokes Tanayim. In this very shaila of a behema tumtum that's matal mayim makom nakvus is a vaya nakeva or not. But the Gemara does present such a tzad, such a svara of Hayal Bishtani Yishtani. And the place can discuss, does this svara have a relevance, can it be used in the unim of Hilchas Treifas? Halacha l'maisa, can it be used for Hilchas Treifas? So the most basic way of asking the question is the chayro, when you have an animal that has, so we know that there's, when you have a suffix treifas, so generally we say if the animal was shechted, we have a chazaka generally that the animal is kosher. We also have a roiv that most animals are not treif. So perhaps we could say that any time Are you going to say that any time an animal has a suffix trephis, so that very fact that it's a shtani, that you have even a suffix trephis, so is that auto, in a way, take off the whole concept of using the rive to be varadin of trephis? So we'll get back to that. The Chavastas raises this sa'ara. So we'll start with the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah, the Rishonic source here for this Indian, Or Zeruah and Hilchas Trephis, Tuf Yud Aleph Nun Zayin, brings Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel. There was a Maisa by a lung in an animal, and in the right side of the lung, there were two einos, two lobes which were fine, and the third lobe was chatucha, was cut in a way, set up in a way, kedei lahachshir. So it seems to be that on the right side, the animal was okay. But on the left side, instead of three einos, instead of two einos, like it normally would have, the animal had an extra einos. It had three lobes. So one of the rabbanim in that time, in that tkufa, he asked the animal. He said that now, since we have a suffix on the right side, because it was not for sure okay the way it was set up, and we see that it's a shtani on the left side, that it has an extra lobe, that's a raya that the right side is also not kosher. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel argued with that Rav, and he said maybe the Rav's svara was hayol v'shtani shtani, and he said no, ain't no dayme, right? Because by the case of Tumtum, that Indian of that the Zachris comes in is matal may reglayim b'makom nakfus. That's related to the Indian of Tumtum. Once we see that in this section of the Behema, there's something wrong, there's something that's an aberration, it's different. So there, we say that in the other elements of that part of the animal, this problem could happen. But there's no, it's a ruggle, he says. It's dover ruggle leos imar psul zeh. It's something that seems to be common. Masha'enke by the lungs, there's no inyan, just because one side has an extra lobe, that's not megala any trait for skape the other side. So first of all, it's a chiddush, because the Gemara just says, hayol vishtani shtani. It doesn't say in the Gemara that it's ruggle to happen. That's a chiddush of Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, that it's inyan of regilus. But you do see from him that he would hold, and Or Zeruah seems to be masking with this, that you can't really apply the svar of hayol vishtani shtani globally. It has to only be in a specific place that we know that the one problem leads to the other problem. So this can be used to answer and to clarify later shilas where this inyan was brought in. The famous Dark Emotion Simon Lamed Aleph, the Shav Shmaitz's Marach about it, is that they found the head after they shechted an animal, and the head of the animal had mayim. They split it in half and they found water. And the halacha is that if the water is under the membrane, around the brain, it wouldn't make it a trephis. But if the water is above the membrane, it would be trephis. But over here, since they split the head, they couldn't tell where the water had previously been. But this occurred after a kosher shchita. So they didn't know this. So the Ramah Paskins, that the cheskas heter of shchita doesn't help for this, because what does the shchita have to do with trephis? If we have a suffix in the shchita itself, if we have a suffix and we know it's tzar kosher, then we have a suffix so we can go with the chazaka that it was a good shchita. But what does trephis have to do with the chazaka that it was a good shchita? So the tua shor, chavtes aleph, comes to bring a riot to this ramah, another riot that to be machwer. He says that since we see over here already mayim, so there's an ishtani, because normal animals don't have mayim in the mayach, so once you have ishtani, so then that's megarei on the roif. And the Yitzchak in Orachayim, Siman Aleph Ois Yedalad, says that our sugya is the svara of the Tua Shor, that hayol v'ishtani ishtani. Once you have an inyan of ishtani, you have a raiv. You don't have the raiv anymore. So to here, since you have already a shail of water, At that point, you have to go the next step and say, oh, so even though most animals is a raiv, the animal is kosher, but oh, that's not treif. But here you already have the water, you have to be choshesh that the water was no good. So the Chavastas, as we mentioned before, says that if you have maim in a raish, so we don't have a raiv from that, that all, most animals that have water in the raish are treif. There's no Reif Treifus, and Reif Treifus don't have Mayim in the Rush. And are you going to say that every Suffolk Treifus is not anymore part of the Reif? Because that once you have a Suffolk that's there, then you have to assume it's no good. That's Seisar, our whole cloud, that we're Mekel and Suffolk Treifus because we go bust of the Reif. So the answer is, the pshat is like the Orzeruah. It's a riot to this svara of the Chavastat, it's a riot to the Orzeruah. To Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, that only when the condition would normally result or would frequently result in the second condition, that's Megareya the Rive. But just because you stop as I see a Shinoi, that itself is not good enough to say that Memela, there's other problems as well. So even though it's a Chiddush in the Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't differentiate, but Lachar, you have to be Mevar in that way, because otherwise you can end up with a problem that every Suffolk Trafus should automatically be no good. Rabbi Yaachov in the Sefer Aris over here applies this svara for it into another shaila. The Chavasalos Hasharain Chedakim Malsimun Nanalef asked, "How come we say that when a tame is noyla minator?" So the Rabbanon held that earlier in the Masechta that you go with the mother. It's kosher. It's good. But Chayra, since it looks like a tame, it's a shani. Oh, but the shani, maybe you can't rely on the rive that it's not a treif, that it's not treif. You have to be choshes for treifus. The Rashi says no, because that shinui is not shaykh to that shinui. It's two separate things. We don't have any right to say that because the animal looks like a tamea, then it automatically would be more olol to having on a treifus. So it comes out l'chera from the paiskim that even though the pashas gemara sounds like anytime you have a shinui, you have to then be chayshish for other shinuyim, but it comes out pashas only if it's something that's olol and common to happen, and there's a svara to say that A led to B, then you say hoyol v'shtani shtani. But to stam as I say that one shinui automatically means we have to be chayshish for other problems, that even though that's the pashas of the Gemara, the chayra, that would not be the halacha.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.